Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Patek Philippe released the Aquanaut Chronograph 5968A at Baselworld 2018. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So, Patek Philippe released the Aquanaut at Baselworld 2018 as a chronograph, reference 5968A, to appeal to sort of like a much younger and hipper, in my opinion, Hamptons-style audience. This is the first time that a chronograph has been released in this collection. It's a little bit more whimsical and fun than the regular Aquanauts that we've come to see in recent years that have been extremely successful. The travel time, the regular Aquanaut, I mean, they're all have done incredibly well for Patek. It amazes me. This watch, this new one, will retail for $43,770. It's a stainless steel watch. It's on a rubber strap. That's very, very spendy for a watch and steel on a rubber strap. But the irony for Patek is that just when you think, oh, a $40,000 watch and steel on a rubber strap, who do they think they are? I mean, the demand is so great for all Patek steel watches, especially the Aquanaut as well as the Nautilus, that people are actually going to be paying thousands over retail because Patek Philippe watches are allocated. Even though this is not a numbered edition, it is, you know, all of their watches are limited because retailers only get so many pieces. So that has a lot to do with supply and demand. They play it like Rolex plays it, flawlessly, and they make a million watches a year. I think Patek makes about less than 60,000 watches a year, and they're really no different. It's at the end of the day, it's their steel watches, it's their rose gold watches. But getting back to this chronograph, 42.2 millimeters, the dial is gray. It has a chronograph hand in orange. It comes either on an orange rubber strap or a black rubber strap with, you know, the textured in the middle that Patek is known for on their Nautilus watches to sort of match the grid pattern on the dial. But it's very clean for a chronograph. It's a flyback chronograph. It's also water resistant to 120 meters, which is pretty cool for, you know, a chronograph. Chronographs generally, they can or can't be water resistant. So it's good. This is a sports watch, in my opinion. It's fun. It, you know, injects new life into a very, very serious watch for that high-end luxury consumer. It allows them to have fun. It allows them to sort of be more casual. It appeals to a much younger audience. Today's audience who wants luxury, who wants style, but who want whimsy, who want fun, who want the experience of, that's what this watch, in my opinion, really provides. But like I said, the dial is gray. You have the 12-1-2. You have a date at the 3 o'clock position. You have the Arabic numeral 4. The 5, 6, 7 are not there. They're indices because they're made room for the chronic, for the sweep hand, the sub second hand, at the 6 o'clock position. And then you've got the 8, 9, 10, 11. You know, it's a really, really, you know, I have to say, a very modern watch. It feels more modern. The other ones that, and you know, again, it's not, because it's not on a monochrome bracelet like the case, it's on a rubber strap. It breaks up that sort of monochromatic feel. It gives it a lot more character. And I think it's going to appeal to a younger audience, to an older audience. The retail is astronomically high. I don't know how they can get away with doing something like this. But at the end of the day, they're Patek Philippe, so they can do whatever they want. And the Aquanaut is one of these very iconic watches. It's one of these watches that, you know, it doesn't matter. You want to steal Aquanaut, it's very, very hard to get. And, you know, whatever Patek and Rolex do at Baselworld are, you know, people watch. People really watch and pay attention because they are the leaders for a reason. They hold their value. So the 5968A, it's also got the CH2852C self-winding chronograph movement. It's a 60-minute-hour counter. You know, the diameter of the movement is 30 millimeters. The height is 6.63 millimeters. There's over 308 parts. There's 14 bridges, 32 jewels, 45-hour power reserve of a max of 55 hours, a 21-karat gold rotor with unidirectional winding, vibrates at 28.8 per hour. It's got a Spiromax balance spring, and it is Hallmark Patek Philippe seal, which is their version, which is their Geneva seal. It's their testing, it's their accuracy, it's their, you know, crown that they give the movement for its superiority and its finishing and its accuracy. So you are being powered by one of the best in-house movements in the world. I still think even at half the price, it's incredibly expensive for what it is, but it's going to sell regardless of what I say. I could definitely help you get one of these for sure. You know, I don't work with any Patek Philippe authorized dealers directly, but I work with people who do work with Patek Philippe authorized dealers directly. So if this is something you're serious about, again, it's going to be very hard to find, let alone get a discount. So it's $43,770. You know, be prepared to pay at least retail, if not more. If you're serious about it, please contact me. I'm at davehonda@gmail.com. I do work on a $150 consultation fee to get started. That gets you an hour of my time on the phone with some emails. And if you buy a watch from me, I'll be happy to deduct the $150 from the final purchase price of the watch. You can check out my website at www.amitdevehonda.com. You can engage my services, read my world-renowned blog, listen to my podcasts, follow my Facebook Live posts, see all the pictures that I, engaging pictures that I post that I love from all brands, from low-end to high-end to everything in between. Check out the brand I distribute, which is, in my opinion, one of the best values for money in the world. Kingsley 1945 watches. They're style, designed, and hand-assembled in Providence, Rhode Island, by the Kingsley Watch Company. And I'm proud to be a distributor for the entire West Coast. Check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at Amit Dave Honda. And please, you know, I'd love to hear from you. Engage in comments and questions, and please like it, please share it. I appreciate your commitment to listening to my podcasts. I enjoy them. I enjoy helping you and giving you information. And if you enjoy it, please return the favor and comment and give me your positive feedback. I look forward to that. I thank you. And until next time, rock on and fly back.